Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Finger. Now you can. Biometric ID inside the innovative new C-Class.
You've just entered another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The imagination of one man who possesses the ability to step into multiple personalities at will. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to witness comes with a warning. Do not be afraid. There's the signpost up ahead. It's only minutes away. So sit back, relax, and prepare yourselves. You've just entered into the Twilight Zone.
Goodness. I love that intro. Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again. It is time for the John Monforto Show, a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, all the way out in Lagos, Nigeria. And as always, if you want to, you can join us right here on the air. Have a conversation with us about anything you like. Just dial 516-453-9133 and press the number 1. Well, there you have it, folks. Another month has gone by, and we're still here. I mean, I hope things are as normal as they can be for you, especially with the state of things as they are. But you know what? We're not doing that. That's not what we talk about on this radio station. My show is all about entertainment, about fun, no worries. Let's just get into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic, it's a different topic, but it's something that everybody faces at least, well, I don't know at least, but I know it happens a lot to me. Our topic tonight is called out of nowhere, you know, almost like the Twilight Zone. Things happen out of nowhere, some good, some bad, but these are things that you never expect to happen. And like I said before, it happens to all of us. For example, this radio show. This isn't something that I set out to do with my life or even part-time. It's something that came to me out of the blue, right out of nowhere. I got on this show because I was, you know, appearing as a guest on a friend's show. One thing led to another, and then I get a phone call out of nowhere. Says, "Hey, would you like to have your own show?" What? Of course. And another interesting out of nowhere story. A friend of mine, married, little kids, their refrigerator broke down. So now the formula is going to go bad. The food's starting to spoil. They're panicking. They're really, really good people. I mean, they're still going to work. They're talking to friends. They're living their lives, but they've got this issue that's scaring them. They don't know what to do. Next thing you know, knock on the door. They answer the door. What do you think is there? A refrigerator. Now, you know, a friend of theirs heard their plea, and basically they got together and went out and bought them a refrigerator. So that's what I'm talking about. And interestingly enough, our guest tonight has a really cool story about a phone call she received out of nowhere. And I'm just going to let her tell you about that. Now, my take on this is I think out of nowhere stuff, it's more than just a stroke of luck or coincidence. In my opinion, it evolves around a person's state of mind or attitude. I mean, everybody exudes a certain aura that's picked up by the people around you in everyday life at home or at work. Even conversation. I mean, as simple and as normal as it is, conversation always shares a person's feelings. You may not realize it, but no matter how hard you're maybe trying to keep something to yourselves, people can tell that something's going on, good or bad. And good people who need help, I don't think they really ever ask for it. I think they can, you know, they feel like, well, I can overcome this myself. But they always seem to get it. It's almost magnetic. But now, I know I'm creating a little bit of a wall here, but others are saying, oh, John, no, that's a spiritual thing, man. That out of nowhere, that's coming from the man upstairs. All good things come from the Lord above. I agree with that. But think about this. Why can't it be that the Lord helps us by allowing others to help us? I mean, just think about that. Look what that does for societal living. The caring, the sharing, the togetherness as one. Well, you know what? This is an enormous topic that could go on for hours, I'm sure, but I only have 1 hour, and I got to get to my special guest tonight. But before I do, if anyone out there has a story about an out-of-nowhere circumstance or happening, please feel free. Give us a call at 516-391-3333 and press the number 1 to get into the show queue, okay? So let's have some fun tonight. Let's get on with the guest here. So tonight, my special guest, ladies and gentlemen, was born and raised in Fort Lee. Now I don't know why I went off into an accent when I said Fort Lee, but sounds to me like if you're coming in here from Fort Lee, well, God dang it, you gotta talk funny. But I know she doesn't have that kind of accent. This woman calls herself a Renaissance woman who is guilty with an attitude. She sings. She writes music and stories. She produces. And she's making quite a name for herself in the music and movie world with her brand new release, which I'll let her tell you about. And she also does impersonations, which I am so looking forward to. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the very talented and very funny Marianne Maisano. Hey, Maisano. Hey, Marianne. Hello.
Siamo Vito Corleone.
There you are. How you doing?
Hey, John. How are you, buddy?
I am great. I am so excited to have you on the program tonight because I know we've been chatting, you know, off and on about certain things. And now it's here, and now here's the opportunity for us to let all the Italian just flow.
Right, exactly. And I loved when you, it was so interesting when you did Fort Lee with like almost a southern thing, you know. It was like, I didn't know if you were Goomba Dundee or, because Fort Lee is right by the George Washington Bridge, okay?
Well, that's what it felt like when I was like, well, she's here from Fort Lee. I felt like I had to do
right.
something with it.
And I have to tell you, I loved your opening. It was very spiritual.
Well, you know,
and I like that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I think I think we have that spirituality in everything we do. And if you don't, I feel sorry for you, because it's important to everyone and everything. So
exactly. It's very hard for Italians to be spiritual.
Why is that?
Because we have a lot of, you know, because we have we're quick tempered and all that stuff. And, you know, what they used to say years ago, spirituality was a religion you went to when nobody else would have you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. You know what? You're kind of right with that. I mean, I've always had it in my life. So it's kind of, that's why I asked you. I thought maybe there's something that I either graduated from or missed out on. I don't understand, but I understand
exactly.
You completely.
Totally.
So, you know what? I'd like to share your story with all our listeners out there. Give us a quick how you got started and exactly what it is that you do.
Oh, okay. I'm the person that could show up for every audition, thank God. God gave me a lot of gifts, and I decided to open them all up. So I happen to be a singer, songwriter, musician, comic storyteller, writer, actor, and combined with that, I have a comedy and variety show called The Italian Chicks, comedy and variety show, and it's a show that kind of still supports the traditions and cultures of the Italian-American people, but you don't have to be Italian, you just have to have a dysfunctional family to get it. And
all Italians are dysfunctional.
Exactly. For the past 8 years, I was writing my one-woman play, which is titled Agita, and it's really my life memoir, to be quite frank with you. And you know, it's a dramedy. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and there's many stories in there. And it's about an Italian immigrant family, and you know, when my dad first came to America, he met my mom, and my mom was much younger than he, and then he got drafted, went into the army, the American army. They sent him back to Europe. And when he came back, he settled in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and opened up the first cab company called Joe's Taxi. And this man couldn't read or write, but, you know, my mom took care of, like, the bookkeeping. And, you know, we had 3 phones in the house. And you know, like, back in the day, there were no CB radios, there were no cell phones. So then all of a sudden it graduated to, you know, breaker 19, CB radios. It was just like crazy making, you know. So it's just kind of an interesting journey about, you know, my mom and dad's life, which was kind of interesting. My dad was somewhat of an atypical Italian man, and he loved the ladies. And, you know, my mom always, you know, turned the other cheek, which is what they did. You know, my parents were, you know, older. They're deceased, as a matter of fact. And, you know, back in the day, the women never left the men. It wasn't like it is today. I mean, they stayed
right.
In. And my dad was never necessarily a bad man. He worked hard. He wasn't a drinker. He never hurt my mom. But he just hurt my mom in different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as
yep.
a child, because I was the youngest of 4, I was left at home. And I was always with my mom catching my dad. So it kind of gave me a skewed perception of love as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. So it goes through all the stories of, like, my dad bringing over all his family one at a time from Italy, and Catholic school, and my siblings, and winning a guitar when I was 12 years old and didn't know how to play the damn thing. I was on the boardwalk and put a quarter on number 30, and I won. And, you know, I go, I want the guitar. And my brother goes, you don't want the freaking guitar. You don't know how to play. Get the goddamn TV. And I'm like, I want the guitar. All right. And so I got the guitar, and I just went home and bought all these books about, you know, how do you play guitar. And I came home from school every day, went straight to my room, and I played my guitar until I could play House of the Rising Sun.
Wow.
And,
kudos
yeah.
to you. The dedication to do that as a young person. You know, in one of my earlier programs, I said the same thing. I had a guy who was a piano player, started at a very young age, and I said, you know what, to do that, to learn how to play an instrument when everybody else is out playing a ball after school,
right.
you go, wow, that's huge, dear. Yeah,
you know, but I always knew that, you know, I tell a story about, I even tell the story on stage because, the comedy and variety show, the variety part is music. And before I move us into these kind of really very dirty, raunchy song parodies that I do with my partners, my comedy partners. I do this very traditional Italian song called Al di là. And I really talk about Sunday dinner. Right? I mean, you know, it was like so famous in Goodfellas when Jerry Vale sang it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of talk about Sunday dinners and how important they were. And really, they kind of developed who and what we are today, our characters. Because we learned much. I mean, you know, when we were little, we had, you know, you had all the smells and the sounds and all the aunts and the uncles came. And you know, back in the day, we didn't have Discovery Channel. But we had my uncle sitting there talking about the old country. And we just sat there like, wow. Like, we come from that place, Michelangelo, and, you know, like things like that, you know. So when I was little,
I love that kind of, I love that. That's awesome. And you're describing every Italian family, you know, that I've ever been around. And you know what, before, I love listening to this, and I don't mean to cut, we'll continue on with that, but I want you to tell the out-of-nowhere story you had with regard to the phone call that you received
about
a song that you wrote.
My older sister, Angie, who passed away last month, by the way.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much. She was at a wedding, and she was my brother was the oldest, then it was Angie, then it was Ro, and then it was me. So she was at this wedding, and at this wedding was Danny Aiello, the amazing Danny Aiello. I mean, like, a great guy, great actor, everything. And she went over to him at this wedding, and she said, "Here's my sister's CD. I'd like you to listen to her music." And at that time, not many people knew, but Danny started getting into singing, and he had this great jazz band, and they were playing at the Sands in Atlantic City, and they were doing some great, like, Tony Bennett crooning stuff, you know? And so this was the first song I wrote when I left the bank. I mean, I was in this banking career, which we'll talk about, and she gives him this CD, and, you know, people always tell you that story. Oh, I ran into somebody, I gave him something. And you know what? You know, 90% of the time, these people never call you. You know this, John. And and that's when you have to get thick skin and just say, like, okay, cool, you know. And, like, sometimes I meet people and I'm having, like, you know, a brunch with them and they're trying to discuss a project. And then, like, they're looking at me like, well, how come you're not excited? And I'm like, well, because I've heard this story a million times before. It's slightly different. But I'll get excited when there's a contract and I sign it and we start doing the project. I mean, like, I've been doing this too long for, you know, like, I'm tired of people playing with my dreams, right? So one night I'm sitting home and I had a friend of mine, like yourself, who did impersonations. And he would call every once in a while and do De Niro and this and that. And the phone rings one night and Danny had a very distinct voice. And I answer the phone and he goes, "Oh, Miriam Mazzano, this is Danny Aiello." And I go, "Hi, John, knock it the freak off, all right? Just stop it, right?" And he goes, he started laughing, and he goes, "No, this is really Danny Aiello." And I was like, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry." You know, I was like, "Oh, shit." So he said, "I was listening to your CD, and I fell in love with your song, City of Light." And I wrote this song. It was really like a... It's not a genre, a typical genre. It was more of a jazz kind of genre. And it was my version of a Parisian tango. And he said, "I want to record the song on my new CD." And I was, like, elated. And I was like, absolutely. So, I mean, he did this song. Then we wound up doing a duet of it. And, I mean, it was just so amazing. And that's when Danny and I became fast and furious friends. And it was through music. And then he found out that I had this is like an additional funny story to this, and odd, he found out that I had this comedy variety show. And he came with his manager to come to see us at this theater. And it was so funny because after the show, I was backstage, and he comes walking back there with his manager, and he goes to me, man, I got to tell you something, kid. And I go, "What, Danny?" He goes, "You know, there are so many people we meet, you know, and they always want me to go see them and this and that. And I go see them, and you know what? Sometimes they really suck. And I don't have the heart to tell them, all right?" He goes, "But I'm so happy you were so freaking good, all right?"
Oh, that is great. I love that story. story. You know what? Let's just – so the song that – this first song we're going to play is actually you doing a duet with Danny Aiello. Is that correct?
That's my song, City of Light, yeah.
Okay. Can we hear that first song, please? Marianne, that is so cool. First of all, I love recording in the studio. Secondly, to be recording with someone like Danny Aiello is amazing. And I love that song. I can see why he loves it so much as well. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'm sure you're having a relationship with Danny Aiello. Obviously, must have helped you in your entertainment career or performing in places, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Danny was very generous. He fell in love with the Italian Chick show, and he endorsed it.
Nice.
So it was lovely to have, you know, Danny Aiello presents the Italian Chicks. so that was always nice to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is with Danny, he was really quite a mentor and a friend and a very generous man. And when I was writing my play, and it was very daunting because it's very hard to step out because you're writing about yourself. It's emotional.
Right.
It's cathartic. And, you know, it's an hour and 10 minutes of dialogue. It's just you. I mean, if you and I were doing it and I forgot something, you know, you could cue me up my next line, but there's nobody to give me a line, you know?
Right.
So he
right.
was very, very generous in helping me, you know, manage to get through that and great memorization techniques that I used. But it was wonderful because sometimes, you know, I would meet him in the city and he was rehearsing for this. I wish it would have happened, but unfortunately he passed before it did. He was rehearsing for this Broadway show called Capone the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
That, you might think that sounds odd. You know, you think of Capone in a musical. But it was amazing because it was all about when Al Capone was in jail and losing his mind because he had syphilis.
Right.
And he was
right.
going in and out of consciousness. So he'd be talking
mm-hmm.
about his life, and then all of a sudden he'd stop because he was madly in love with his mother. And he'd start singing this beautiful song about his mom. So he would always invite me down to the rehearsal studio. And I got this, you know, unique experience to be able to sit there and watch him rehearse, which was quite amazing.
That's awesome. That's that. You know what? I got some famous Italians. One of them just walked in. Hold on. Hey,
okay.
I want you to say hello. Come here. Hey, how you doing, Mary? How are you? Yo.
Hey, Rocky, what's up?
Not too much. Listen, I can't stay too long, but I got to give the Rocky horoscope for everybody, and then I'm going to do yours, all right?
Okay, good. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. First of all, if your birthday is tomorrow, July 15th, yo, happy birthday, yeah? You know you're a moon person. So here's a couple of things you need to understand. There may be something in your past that stays with you. And you know what? You might spend too much time thinking about it. And you really haven't learned how it truly affects you, your friends, and your family. And it could very well affect your children. So you know what? Knock it off. Let it go. Okay? The July 15th Kodiak predicts that you have strong family connections. And you're going to work to achieve a comfortable lifestyle for you and your family. You spend a lot of time and money making your place of dwelling comfortable. So, if Uncle Tony needs a place to stay, yo, he'll feel right at home. Good for you. According to July 15 personalities, you will make an excellent customer service manager or any profession that will allow you to use your people skills. All right? Now, it also says when you speak in general about July 15th birthday health, you can say that you're in good physical condition like me. Huh? So try some raw eggs. You can't go wrong. All right. Famous people who are sharing July 15th birthdays, Rembrandt, Linda Ronstadt, Jesse Ventura, Forrest Whitaker, huh? You are
nice.
Most compatible with Capricorn. I don't know what that is. I think it's like a unicorn or something. I don't know, but I like that. You are not compatible with Aquarius. Because, you know what, there's always something fishy about them, isn't there? All right. Your lucky numbers are 4 and 6. So get a six-pack and go golfing, all right? What a great gift that is for you. Your lucky colors for July 15th. A green. This means get out there and cut the grass. The grass is always greener. In fact, go to the other side of the fence and cut that guy's grass because he might invite you over for a drink. I mean, it is your birthday, right? Huh? And the color cream. Now, this means, you know, put some cream in your face, go out to dinner, order something that with cream in it, cream corn, cream pie. Cream dumb man, you know what I mean? And the lucky days for the July 15th birthday are Monday. Now say that twice. Monday, Monday. You know, Mama's and Papa's.
And oh, yeah,
and you're singing. You're singing on a Monday, and that don't happen a lot, right? And Friday.
That's true.
Yep, that's right. T-G-I-N. There ain't nothing better. And last but not
least,
the ideal birthday gift for people born on July 15th. If it's a guy, it's a meal planning software. What the, just give him a steak every night. He'll be happy. And if it's for a woman, a handmade journal. Now, I don't know what the hell that is. Just go get him some flowers. All right, that's that. Now, before I give you your horoscope there, Marianne, my manager, Mick, is here. Hey, Mick, you here?
Yeah, you're a bum. You're a bum, Rock. I don't understand it. You know, Marianne, what the hell? You got a show here. You know what I mean? You should be out there training, Rock. What the hell is wrong with you, Rock?
Hey, come on. Don't say that. Marianne's a good friend. She's a tiger.
I like Marianne. Marianne, she does a whole lot of impressions, you bum. You're the scum of Philadelphia, and you need to get back out there and get back in the you're in the studio. You know, you're drinking eggs, you stupid dummy.
Yo, you don't mean what you're saying, you know? That ain't nice. Is that right?
That's not right, Rocky.
You know? Come on.
I don't care. You know, I'm trying to make him a world champion, and he's on the radio doing this. He's stupid, Rock. And I'm gonna tell you something. You got to be able to be as hard as a rock like you always should be. And you mess around with Adrian and Marianne and all these people, and Jerry Pitino's still a bum, and Jerry Pitino's a fraud, and I'm gone. And you suck.
Hey, yo, don't talk about Jerry Pitino like that. You know what I mean? I know where you live. All right.
This guy. Hey, Mick.
Don't be doing this stuff. All right. You know what? Good riddance to him. Where did I see him? All right, let me move on here, Marianne, because I don't want to take up a lot of time. Because today is about you, not me. But let me give you your horoscope. Are you ready?
I'm ready, babe.
Your birthday is what?
July 22nd.
July 22nd. Oh, that means you're a crab and a lion, almost, right?
That's right.
Yo, this is going to be difficult for me. I got to go off the cuff with this. I mean, let's see. You are quick to learn new things. You're very smart. You're smart enough to know that your family needs you at home as well as at work. Am I right there? Huh?
That's right.
You're a good provider. You like to save your money. But as a negative, you can be pig-headed. I mean, you can be. But
that's right.
You're a crab. You're a crab that looks good when you smile. Right? That's what I think. All right.
Yeah, nice.
Now, let me give you some other stuff here real quick. Lucky days for you. Sunday. Go to the casino, but don't gamble. Just check all the machines that are ready to hit. Another lucky day, Monday. Go back to the casino and clean up. Better yet, get a room on Sunday. And stay there till, and you say yes instead of going back and forth. Look, I'm
that's
thinking
true,
of everything
yeah,
here. All right.
That's good.
Your birthstone is pearl, like mini pearl or mini mouse. I don't know. Your lucky numbers, number two. Hey, yo, you can double your luck if you wear a tutu. You get what I'm saying there?
Oh, gotcha, man. I'm with you.
All right. Hey, I'm not as dumb as I think I am, huh? Your lucky colors are gold and purple, like my right eye, purple. Let's see. You know what? You are most compatible with the fish people, too. You know what?
I am.
As long as you don't sleep with the fish, you're okay.
That's right. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best.
You are not compatible with people born under the zodiac sign Leo, of which you are almost, but, you know.
Right.
I don't
right.
like Leos because they're lying. Leos are always lying. You know what I mean?
Last
but not least, the ideal Kodiak birthday gift for people born on your birthday will be, for the man, a holiday safari package. And for the woman, yo, this sucks. A gift set of aromatic oils. Hey, yo, no.
Yeah,
how about you just give her a trip to the zoo? Better yet, how about a ride on a Zamboni, huh? You like to do that?
What the hell's going on with that oil?
All I know is in life, you got to keep the eye of the tiger. I'll see you guys later. Hey, thanks, Rock. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Rocky.
You know what? Yeah, it's always nice to have a visit from Philadelphia's native son. You know what? Before we get any further, we do have a caller that's been waiting for a while. Okay. And I think you know this person. Hello, caller. Uh-oh. Are you still there?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi,
how
guys.
Are you?
I'm good.
How
you
doing,
you?
Doll?
I'm doing good. But listen, I got something to say to that Mickey guy. You know what? He's a bum. That Mickey guy is a bum.
I mean, that's not right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Like that.
No,
you know
that
what
was
I'm saying?
Wrong.
Listen,
that was totally wrong.
That was wrong.
I'm with
that
you.
Was so wrong. Rocky, I love. But you tell Rocky to tell that Mickey guy, I'm coming after him. And I'm sending my boys.
You know, Rock may not be the smartest tool in the shed, but I think he's got a little bit more class than Mick, you know.
He'll
say something. He'll say something. So you guys,
you guys
know each other. Is this correct?
Yes, we do.
You know, I would say virtually we know each other. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be interviewing her as well later on down the road.
Oh, really? So everything we missed tonight will be on your show down the road.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so funny.
Well, it's great that you called in, dear. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.
I love
anything?
Both of you.
Oh, I love
you,
too, darling.
Love you, my chick.
Yes.
All right. Have a great night, sweetie. I got another caller coming in. Caller number two, Can you tell us who you are, where you're calling in from?
Hey, John Monforto. It's Ava Holly. And look at that connection. That's my girl, Jerry Petito, John Monforto. And I fell in love with Marianne from her first word out of her mouth. And I'm an Aquarius, so, you know, we're going to get along great.
Oh, wow. And
how
I'm gay,
you?
So you know what that means.
I have a spiritual story to share with you. But first,
okay,
I got to tell you that I love Danny Aiello. He's one of my favorite actors. May his soul rest in peace. And I just love him. I loved your song. Absolutely beautiful. And what an honor for you guys to share that together. That said, I have to tell you that I'm really spiritual, and I'm half Italian. So when something goes wrong, I take the side of the religion that I like best at the time, or the culture that I like best at the time. And when it's not good, I blame it on the other side.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, right. But I have a spiritual story to share with you real quick. So you were asking about that earlier, John. So we lived in a house in Seaside Park for a number of years. It was an old house, was furnished by oil heat. So we had this attic that had a door to it, and the attic, we called it the freeze. So in the wintertime, I would find a place to stay downstairs because you could only unlock the door, run up and grab your clothes. My room was in the attic. So I run up and grab my clothes, come down, because there was no heat up there. So my parents had went to Miami that winter. I'm in the house all by myself. And my dad had this big comfy chair in the living room. And a lot of times when it was cold upstairs, I would sleep in this big comfy chair. So I was hemming and hawing on moving out of the house. I was nothing going on for me there. I needed to get out of there, go down by my family, whatever. So I fall asleep in this chair. And you know how you get when you're in that like half sleep, half awake kind of thing? I think that's where our genius is. I'm in that state, and my eyes are closed, and I feel like if you took your hands and lightly put them around your ankles, I felt that on both ankles. I had my feet propped up on a chair, and I was in this big chair, and I was afraid to open my eyes. I said, if someone came into the house, I'm just going to keep my eyes closed and just, you know, see what happens. And I never opened my eyes. I just got up the next morning, and I thought to myself that that was God's way of holding my ankles down and telling me not to move. So I stayed there and wound up doing whatever. But then when you talk about the spirituality things and weird things that happen, I always think back about that story because I don't know where life would be had I gone, but, you know, everything leads you to where you are. So
that's true.
So,
that's true.
You know,
yeah.
You know, so that's my story. But I actually felt a hand on my both of my ankles, and I was just too afraid to open my eyes. And the next morning I said, nope, got to stay here.
Well, thank you.
That's
for,
a great
you know,
story.
That,
yeah.
That is. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Sure. Listen, you guys have a great show, great rest of your show. I love you, John. I can't talk enough about John Monforto. Just love him to death.
He's
a great Ava.
Guy.
Thanks again, doll. Appreciate it.
Thank
All right.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Ciao.
So, you too. Bye-bye. So, Marianne, you know what? Let's go right into the second song. Our international disc jockey legend, Brother O, is going to play song number two for us.
Okay.
That is Marianne Maisano singing No More Swiping Right. I can only assume, Marianne, that that's about an online dating app.
Yeah. And you know what, John?
Wow.
Honestly, it's so funny about this song. That's why I sent it to you, because I wrote this song in under 10 minutes. And it's like bit of a country feel, that kind of thing. And it's so funny because I'm really a balladeer. and a singer-songwriter. So I'm really lyrical, and, you know, they're usually beautiful ballads with these deep meanings and that I love. And I'm also like, you know, I mean, I'll sing a mean Ella Fitzgerald thing or a Barbra Streisand. You know, I love that stuff. And then I sat down and I just wrote this thing in 10 minutes. And I put it up, and people are going crazy over it, because it's so damn relatable. Okay.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's No More Swapping Right by Fort Lee's very own Marianne Maitano.
There you go, baby. There you go,
Marianne. We have another caller waiting to talk to us. Hello, caller.
Okay, cool.
Yes, this is Clev One, calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. I'm just calling to, you know, show some support and love, man. I'm feeling the energy. I love it. The music was wonderful, you know what I mean? I have to say it was very flavorful. I have to appreciate these sounds. I do a lot of crate digging, and it's classic. It's classic music. I love it.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
And here's what I'll say, you know, I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but, you know, I kind of like to, you know, when I hear stuff like that, I like to kind of do the sampling and, you know, especially with the voices and stuff like that. You got one of those voices that, you know, that kind of gives that smooth melodic tone with the beats and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, just from a producer standpoint, and from, you know, from being an artist myself and being involved in the music and things like that, you know what I'm saying? I can always appreciate a good sound like that, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that. This is Clev One, calling from the Broad Street side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? Get tackled with the wrong jersey on, you know what I mean? You get tackled on Broad Street.
I appreciate your work,
thank
man.
You enough.
I really do.
Yeah, taking time out of your evening just to listen in and call us. We really appreciate that.
And trust me, I'm a guy that definitely appreciates the Rocco thing, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I love,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that's my guy right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rock is Philadelphia's son.
Yeah, me particularly, I kind of bumped it up a notch. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of the version. I'm kind of the version off the Expendables. You know what I'm saying? These days here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm that version. I'm that version. You know
You're
what I'm saying?
You're a funky place, man.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? The energy is live. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to hear more of it. I want the album.
Cool. Go on Spotify. You get it.
I can get on Spotify. I'm going on Spotify because
I gotta hear that. That's good stuff. That's classic.
Thank you.
You don't hear classic. You don't hear voices like that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You don't hear them. You know everything is. You just don't hear it. You know what I'm saying? So
I
appreciate that.
She'll be letting everyone know exactly how they can reach out and find all of her materials and stuff toward the end of the program. But, man, you are the man, brother. Thank you so much for calling
us. That's right.
Listen, like I said, man, the energy is live, and I'm just going to sit back, you know what I mean, and enjoy the rest of the show, you know,
because
this is what we're doing out here, you know what I'm saying?
We got more music. We got more music coming up too.
Let's get it.
All
cool.
Right.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks again. Be safe, brother. Okay, we let's shoot in. You know what? We got another caller. Let's see. Let's see who we have. Caller four. Hello.
Kiss me each morning for a million years.
Amen.
Love your music.
Wow, I know who this is. Do you happen to know who that is, Marianne?
No, I know the song. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, of course you know the song. The song is in the records, of course. That is
right.
That is
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's in the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's right. That is the lead singer of the Casinos. You're speaking with Mr.
Wow.
Ken Brady. Yeah, hey Ken.
Oh God, very cool. Very cool.
You guys are putting on a great show, and your music is just wonderful, honey. I mean, it's like our last caller said, that you got the voice that we never hear anymore.
That's beautiful.
Yep, and I'm happy that you got the chance in life to do your music, and that the music has been absolutely marvelous to me. Things that happen in life, but, you know, I was in the right spot at the right time, and things worked for me. You know, cause I come from a broken home. I know you come from a nice one, and I left home when I was 14 years old. And I got into music, and I never stopped. I actually started singing when I was 10 years old, and I'm 78 now. And I'm still able to hit the high notes and carry on like I
God bless
like
you.
I like.
That's great.
So just keep on doing what you're doing. You're
I will.
On a great
I'm totally
show
honored.
Right
I'm totally honored
and
flattered. Thank you for your words.
My sweetheart of music is Jerry Petito, and when you get your interview with her, you're going to really, really, really enjoy that. She's a real crazy gal. And John,
cool.
We're
looking
forward to up over New Jersey too. what are we doing in September, John?
Yes, we're doing a show in September at the Strand Theater in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, open to the. I don't know the exact date though. Ken, hold on. Keep talking.
I think it's the 23rd. I think I can't remember.
It is. It is September 23rd at the Strand. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That be nice?
I wish she could.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Put it, jot it down there, Marianne. If there's a chance that you might be able to make it, let us know. We'll let you go
we
up and
booked
do a number.
On the 23rd. The September's crazy. We have 5 gigs that month. We're in Boston at the Regent Theater for 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're in Rochester. Then we're in Buffalo. Then, oh my God, it's like.
Wow, good for you. That's great. That's the best news ever.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks. I would love to see you.
Hey, Ken, there's nothing wrong with that. We're going to do another song. You know what? And I can't believe how time is flying here.
I know,
We've
right?
We've got, yeah, I feel like there's so much more I want to cover, and I still want to play another song because everybody's calling about your music. So, hey, Ken,
right. Let
me give you a good night kiss, brother. And
I got a house full of people from Ohio and Michigan here, so I've been busier than a one-armed paper here. And so I had to call. I missed the Jerry Petito show today, but I made sure I made this one, and I'm glad I did. And I hope I get a chance to meet this young lady.
God bless you.
I think
you
will.
Your voice. Thank you.
You keep it up, sweetie.
Thank you, babe. You too.
Thanks again, Ken. Good night. Tell everyone we said hello.
Will do, partner. Thank you.
All right. Wow. What an impact your music is having here tonight. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is lovely. And they haven't even heard my Dirty Song parodies.
I think that's a different show, darling. Let's just shoot right into song number 3. Let's hear what that's all about.
Okay.
You know, the Godfather, he had a poem. He'd take care of somebody and say, oh, you're not there anymore. That's the end of that.
So that was very pretty. You know what? I
thank
see
you.
What these people are saying about your voice. And
thank you.
What's that song all about?
Well, it's funny. When you're a songwriter and you date people, they always assume that you wrote the song for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, call it narcissism. Call it narcissism, I guess, right?
Yep.
But it's funny. I was dating someone at the time, and she said to me, did you write that for me? And I said, no, I wrote that for me.
Oh.
And it was true, because it was about, you know, still not finding that right person.
Right.
So, like, when you
right.
think, but then I realized that you're not there.
Got you.
So that
understood,
you know.
Completely. Well,
now, do you remember the song
of,
"Be My Baby" by the Shirelles?
Yes, of course.
It was in every mob movie, right? So I'm going to give you a little
acapella,
a little acapella of the first verse of what you would hear at an Italian chick show. Okay, so you remember the beginning? It's boom, 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 boom. Oh, The night we met, I was feeling really shungus. And after just two drinks, I said, who's that Stunat? And then you said you banged me. You even met my family. And then at Sunday dinner, you had ajada. So won't you please eat my mother's gravy? There you go. Okay.
You know what? You got to stop for a minute, lady. That's some funny stuff. We have another caller that's been waiting to say something. Hello, caller.
Okay, then.
Hello?
All right, caller, you on the line. Oh, boy. And the person probably put themselves, they fell asleep, John, or they fall out in the spirit and bring back on when
probably.
They can.
Probably.
Yeah, let's go back to our show.
So Thanks. Appreciate that. Well, we did have a caller, but you know what? They must have laughed so hard that they hung up the phone. So, so Marianne, before we close out, you started talking about some of the places where you're performing. So, new ventures you have on the horizon. Where are you performing, and how can people get a hold of you and find out more about you?
Okay, we love Boston. Boston loves us. We're going to be there two times in September. Then we're going to be in Syracuse. Then we're going to be in Buffalo. Then we're going to be in Hammington, New Jersey at the Cathedral Event Center October 1st. October 8th, we're going to be in freaking Howard Beach over there. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
Howard Beach did a show. Hey, way, okay? I'm smart, Michael. I'm smart, okay?
When you say we're going to be there, is this the show,
the Italian
women?
Comedy and variety show, yeah. And then November 6th, we're going to be at the Roslyn Hotel in Roslyn, Long Island. So you can find out all this information by going to theitalianchicks.com. You have to put the S on the end of the chicks, otherwise you get porn, but either way it's exposure, okay? And you go there, you go to the shows, all the shows are lined up. And then if you're interested, you hit the tabs and you'll click on Agita the Play. And my one-woman show, which we've won four film festivals already, called Agita, it's going to be on Vimeo as a pay-per-view. And the premiere weekend is next weekend, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So if you click on the Agita tab, you'll get to see the trailer. It'll take you directly to the Vimeo link. $5 to rent it. You guys will laugh, you'll cry, you'll love it. And then if you're interested in any of my music, just put in my name. It's Marianne. It's Paisano with an M, M-A-I-S, as in Sam, A-N-O. And put Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, whatever your music platform is, and you'll get a couple of albums that I have out there.
Wow. Marianne, I got to tell you, I haven't had this much fun in a long time, and I don't want it to end, but unfortunately, you know what? I'm just going to be hanging on. When Jerry interviews you, I'm going to be bugging you guys because I'm having a ball.
Cool.
Yeah, and I hope I have some time within my busy schedule to come out and see your program because it will be a real thrill for me. So
yeah,
I want
to
wish you.
If I have off time, I'd love to see you. Love to see you.
Of course. I would. I just want to wish you all the best of anything and everything that you get your hands involved in, if
yeah,
it's not entertainment.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have so much talent, and God bless you, dear. And have a
thank you. Honey. God bless you too. I appreciate the interview. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You do the same, sweetie. Bye bye.
Ciao.
Right now, folks. Of course, what you've been waiting for. It's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, John, I love Marianne. And all the folks out there that try to diss Mickey, Mickey's trying to do the right thing for Rock. And Rock wasn't supposed to be on this show tonight. Rock was supposed to be training for the world championship. So, you know, shout out to Mickey. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying, you know. But, however, great show by you, John Monforto. And tomorrow night, we come back on WBNN with an outstanding show. Name of the show is Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman. And her and Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Sanders, are like rocking the stock and robots, like Louis Bacatoum will always say. They're trying to get, you know, that linear new host of the year this year. So you never know what happens. We'll see what happens. But, however, that's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here at WBNN. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time, as well as Ola Dele Malay Ngozi at Facebook. And any comments, suggestions, to our wonderful programming tonight, oledele.ngozi@my.gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. And now back to the official Rocky impersonator worldwide. Mr. John Monforto, you have 3 minutes left to go to the program.
Thank you very much, my good friend, Brother O. So before I close out, of course, I want to end with my limerick for today. I think this is pretty cute. Okay. An amoeba named Max and his brother were sharing a drink with each other. In the midst of their quaffing, they split themselves laughing, and each of them now is a mother. All right. This is John Monforto, ladies and gentlemen, singer, celebrity impersonator, actor. Google me. Check me out on Facebook, YouTube, my website, johnmonforto.com. Email me at jmonforto@comcast.net. I'm going to tell you about my guest next month, one of the most sought-after actors in the town, Philly, that is. When Hollywood comes to Philadelphia, a big-time acting coach and my good friend, whose credits include The Sopranos, The Wire, 12 Monkeys, Philadelphia, Homicide, Life on the Streets, just to name a few, this actor is usually on the scene, literally. His name is Joey Parrillo. Do not miss this interview. He is a funny man. Well, it's time for me to check out, so I always give a rundown as to where I'm going to be performing in the next month. Tomorrow night, I'm in Brandywine, Maryland, performing as Elvis to a sold-out crowd at the Robin Hill Winery. Then, a week off with family down the shore, and then on Wednesday, July 27th, I'll be performing at Cardinal Village in Williamstown, New Jersey. That's an afternoon show that's open to the public, and it's free admittance. And then we have a rocky weekend. First, I'm kicking off the AMVA convention on Saturday, July 30th. Philadelphia Convention Center, and then on Sunday, July 31st, Rocky will be at the Loews Philadelphia Hotel from 5 to 7 p.m. Then August 3rd and 6th, I've got two private Elvis shows right outside of Philadelphia. And last, but certainly not least, on Wednesday, August 10th, I'm flying out west to visit family, and I will be broadcasting this show right from the state of Colorado. So, ladies and gentlemen, my wish to you is that you keep the music playing in your life, folks. God bless you all, and stay safe. Good night.
Walk on through the wind. Walk on through.